This is Naeem Hassan, and welcome to the Olympic Mindset Podcast. I keep thinking about repetition, and I think about it in all the many forms in which we engage in that particular activity. And what comes to mind again is the three things that I'm working on currently, two of which are more physical, the other is more mental. And this is about practice. This is about repetition. It's about continuing to develop the skills on how we begin a process and how we grow and develop over time. The first is I came back from Costa Rica here over a month ago, and I decided that, you know, I'm going to be real intentional about learning Spanish. I felt a little more handicapped this last time being there, not being able to speak. So I came back with a commitment that I'm going to learn to speak Spanish. And I found this program online, Duolingo, and I've been doing that for the last month or so. Had a string of days in a row. So one of the things that they do is they keep track of how many days you practice, and they give you these little incentives in the program, which in my case acts as a very powerful motivator. But I had a string going of about 10 days, and then I missed a day, and then it reminds you that you broke your string of practice, but now I'm on about 24 days in a row of going through practice, and practices last about maybe 5 minutes or so, and sometimes on the weekends I go a little bit longer through some of the exercises, but I'm noticing improvement. The key there is daily practice. The other thing I've been also working on is golf. I got back into golf here a couple of months ago, and I had an opportunity to get some new clubs, and been going to the driving range. And I'll tell you later how many balls I've actually hit. But again, it's about practice. It's about repetition. It's about learning the mechanics and then practicing the mechanics. Now, when we think about golf, we might think about it as being just a physical activity. But the reality is golf, along with learning Spanish, are both mental activities. The instrument that we use to help us develop might be a little different. So when I think about Spanish, it's all in my head. And it's about oftentimes not being able to recognize tangibly how these phrases and words go together, and I'm still working through that. But with golf, on the other hand, it's very physical in nature because there are so many little details that you have to pay attention to, and the paying attention is still a cognitive process. And so both of which I've come to realize are mental activities just approached from a little different perspective. And both can be very challenging. And the key is understanding the relationship between the two. So let's talk about golf, for example. Golf, again, is being a very physical activity. And we don't think about it necessarily in terms of how the mental processes are working to help us advance in that particular sport. It's very technical. The movements, the foot placement, hand placement, how you're thinking and or not thinking, making sure that the movements we develop over time are consistent movements producing the kinds of results that we want, all of which takes time and all of which is very incremental in their effort. But the frustration that could ensue is a mental process. And so learning to manage that so that we continue to show up and go through our practice is very important. What I see happening, I was fortunate to do or photograph two golf tournaments over the last weekend here. And one of the things I noticed in one particular tournament, the players seemed to be more advanced in how they played consistently. What I also noticed is that the amount of time that those players spent in practice on the driving range was also different. In the other tournament, I noticed that folks hadn't played very often. They'd come out maybe only once a year or a couple times a year in practice, and there was a noticeable difference. But the difference was in how much time the individuals had spent in practice and preparation. Because one of the things that we get to know is that preparation is happening all the time. We are all preparing and doing something. If we're engaged in any kind of thought process, we are practicing something. And the key is, I found, is just becoming aware of how that practice manifests in our life and how we organize our thinking so that we can continue to show up every day and do our practice in whatever area that practice happens to be. Whether it's learning Spanish, there's practice required a little bit every day. Golf, if you're playing that sport, regular practice, going to the driving range, working on your swing and chipping and putting and all of the elements. Each one of those skills require time and dedication by themselves. And so I use practice particularly if I'm shooting free throws as well, or golf as well, because they're mental exercises. And the great thing I like about those is because they give you some milestones. There's some tangible evidence that show that you are developing. And I think having the physical tangible elements that show us how we are developing is very critical, because then you take that and you apply it to other areas of our life, whether it's on those areas where there's more cognitive processes going on, where there isn't the same kind of physical evidence that you are improving. Like if you're going to the gym and you're working out, there's evidence you're getting stronger, hopefully. There's some physical evidence. But when you're doing cognitive processes only, there isn't the same sensation and feeling of development and proof that you're developing, which is why there are tests that you take. The test is kind of that indicator that progress is being made on the one hand. And what I'm finding is that we need to make sure that we are engaging in both, using the physical processes to help us guide ourselves through the process of what it takes to incrementally grow and develop, and then being able to use that same process on cognitive process and being able to connect the dots between the two so that we don't get discouraged if the activities we're involved in are more cognitive than physical. And I like using both because, again, they both teach and they reinforce this process that we're involved in and we are going to stay involved in, because that's how we are going to set goals and accomplish the goals. Understanding cognitively what needs to happen and realizing that everything is cognitive. The body becomes the interface by which we connect to our mind, or we're all in our head depending on the activity. But again, everything is incremental, daily, little bit at a time, and understanding that that seems to be the process no matter what we do, and learning to manage our mindset, thought process, so we don't get discouraged and frustrated and not want to do our daily practice. So again, it's about planting the seeds, and the seeds of activity gets planted and they grow over time, and we keep nurturing and watering and practicing daily, and then we let go and let God and the dots get connected, and before you know it, growth and development is happening in a way that you can't even imagine.